Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
How many times must a man wear the shirt until you can call him the king? The answer, my friends, is Ronnie on the wing. The answer is Ronnie on the wing.
Anyway, Red News Podcast 122, apparently. I think we've checked it. We think that's right. Nicky Nathan doing a quick one. Barney's not with us today. I think he said he was going to add a quick few minutes on, either at the start or at the end of this jumbled mess that I'm sure it will be today. Manchester has been quite sight coming in this morning on the tram. Before, bear in mind, just in case you don't know, I live in Whitefield. Coming through Whitefield this morning, there was a Newcastle fan bus that went past of a lot of drunken yobs, and I got the tram at about 11:15. They're hammered at the traffic lights. Three of them offered me out. I'm not wearing, you know, clothes, I'm not wearing a shirt or anything like that. You know, they could obviously just spot a bell end when they see one, and just three
they
of just, them
they could just tell you're a twat.
Yeah, they could just clearly tell, and three of them offered me out on the bus. Luckily it set off. I didn't fancy myself against like 40 people. We're having a quick beer just before the game, just before we start selling. The atmosphere is pretty good so far. What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, we're just having one by the canal near Hotel Football before we start selling. You've got I know I didn't do the last one, did I? But I gave a little bit for Barney to say. But no,
the only person here who's not giddy about Ronaldo.
I'm just saying, I'm excited. I can be if I'm not going to be excited today, then I might as well just give up
back
on life,
in.
Anna.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. There's a canal you can jump in it, get rid of it.
But no, I'm excited. I think I love that. There's a guy just on a bridge, just singing.
He's excited about Ronaldo.
No, I'm excited for today. I think it's fair to have to wait to see how successful it is. But I think that's a fair thing to have. But I can be excited today, and I am. So, yeah.
I love how you're allowing yourself to be excited about Thanks. The prospects of one of the greatest footballers in history coming home.
I'll let myself be excited for today.
Yeah. I feel it's like Christmas Day. That's that kind of feeling that I had this morning when I woke up as a kid. And you run downstairs and you think, you know, Father Christmas has been. That's how today felt this morning when I woke up. And the first thing my missus said to me this morning, she was on the phone and she woke me up because I came in after a few beers last night, and she word on the street is Ronaldo's not starting today. She's never said anything football related to me in 10 years together. And that was the first thing she said this morning. That is how big this is. On the radio that I was listening to on the way in, on the news, on the hour, it was before the news of 9/11. That's how seismic this is.
I mean, that was 20 years ago. So.
It was, but still, you know, that's what this day is. It's the 20th anniversary. No. But that is how big this is. I mean, that's going a little bit far, but that's just trying to give you a bit of a scale, really, of how it is. Fred's playing. Should we address him?
Well, he thinks it's the 12th of September, apparently, with that post that I'm sure Barney will share it on his Twitter, but Fred's shared a post about today's game, and he thinks it's tomorrow. So I don't know if he's going to turn up to the game tomorrow
great,
instead
I hope
of
he's
today.
Not here. If he's not here, that'd be great.
But yeah, I think would you think he'll start today? Ronaldo, not Fred.
No. If he didn't start Sancho, he didn't start Varane.
He started Varane.
He didn't. No, he sat on the bench, didn't he, for Southampton?
Yeah, but he started. He didn't.
Yeah, he started
come
against
on,
Wolves. But yeah, he didn't play against Southampton. He was on the bench.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking, it's like it just seems to be how it's gone.
Yeah,
I'll be surprised to see him starting today.
I think
he's saving for young boys on Tuesday or Wednesday night, whenever it is. Clearly,
I hope that he does start, but then I feel like the whole theatre of it all, the voice of Old Trafford welking him on the pitch.
Fucking hell,
there's
a reason to get.
I imagine
like
that there's people that want. In United who will want it to be that, because it's more theatrical, it's more of an event than him just starting at the beginning of the game, even though he probably should start.
It sums up the theatre and the cinema that is Manchester United.
Yeah. No, I think that's. I wouldn't be surprised if they do it for that reason.
Did have a reality check coming through town though this morning of seeing a lot of scantily clad teenagers coming through because Park Life's on today here at Park. Just gives you that reality check that it's not just all about Ronaldo today. There are people that are actually missing this game. You know, the world is not revolving around this moment.
It's true. It's true. But
it's a nice reality check.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited for the game, but I'm excited because it's been a month since the last home game. And
it feels like Leeds was forever.
It was because obviously there was two away games and then there was the international break, so it's been pretty much a month. So I'm excited for it anyway.
I think the atmosphere would have been buzzing anyway because it had been a month since the last home game. But obviously you've had Ronaldo into the mix and you're going to get that. What about the game itself? Probably should do a quick prediction because we're not going to see each other now until probably we get out.
We'll win. I think.
By how many?
I don't know.
I think it, the way it's been made out, if we don't win 8-0 today, it's going to be a failure. That's how it feels.
8-0, Ronaldo scoring 6.
Off the bench.
We'll win 3-0.
Oh, only 3?
Only 3.
It sounds like
I'm realistic.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That psycho.
Level-headed, I think, was the word I used the other day.
Level-headed is the way to describe it because it's only 3-0. Right, okay.
Yep.
Right, well, we'll have a catch-up afterwards.
Up the Reds. Come and buy the mag, even though by the time you've listening to this,
it will have already hopefully sold out. So that'd be too late.
Yeah. Buy the mag next time.
I'm going to go for 5-1.
Wow.
Again,
you think we're going to concede?
Yeah. Okay. Shaky set piece or something. But wouldn't it be classic Man United to just get Ronaldo on too late today and there's a 90th minute equaliser for Newcastle and everyone just gets taken out of our sails?
Well, and you say I'm the negative one. Goodbye.
Right, we're back in the pub, back in the player hat in the Northern Quarter. Paul's really excited, he's got some profound words he can't wait to share with you. It's me, Nathan, Josh and Paul. Who wants to start? Should we go clockwise? We'll go clockwise to me. Do you want to share your words of wisdom of the Ronaldo Fest?
Brilliant. Did what he came to do, didn't he? You know, I thought it was weird that our game plan changed in the first half, as if he was a 20-foot superhero in the box with everyone looking to cross at every opportunity. But, you know, he got the goal, he got the rebounds. He's not going to be what he was last time, but what can you say? I'm surprised. I thought he'd get a hat-trick, I must admit. I would have put a bet on at half-time getting a hat-trick if I could have.
He looked disappointed, though. When the service came in from Wan-Bissaka, he could have had a hat-trick. If he could cross the ball.
The service of Wan-Bissaka leaves a lot to be desired.
Yeah,
yeah. Come on, Paul. Everyone's waiting on your words.
He came, he did what he was signed to do, got everyone out of their seats. First goal, nice, easy tap in. I thought the second one, the goalkeeper could have done better, but good luck to him. If he ain't there, he's not going to score. He gave us a little, just put a lift in the side, really. I just think, as a team, we're still vulnerable to the counter-attack. I mean, we should have had that well wrapped up. They equalised, and I just felt we still need that defensive midfield player. But happy days. It was a good day. 4 goals. I'm not moaning, so that's a good sign, isn't it?
I thought Matic was okay.
Yeah, but
there was a couple of times.
Yeah,
but
when they get caught on the counter, Pogba does okay, but he waves a leg, and Matic should be the man that's hitting them.
It's that defensive transition. Matic is all right in the game, but it's that transition, isn't it? We're in the attacking third, we lose the ball. We're going to give chances away.
It's almost like too many of our players run away from the ball rather than someone trying to go and win it back. They're running at us and we seem to run with them rather than anyone actually.
That's why he must like Matic, though, surely, for that role.
I just think he's...
I thought he did it actually.
It was all right, but...
I just think he's had his day, personally.
I just don't want to see any more of him.
That's the position that we need to improve on.
I will say, though, Nick, you'll be pleased to know, because I know you like him so much, I didn't notice Martial coming on.
Did he come on?
Yeah.
He did come on. Nathan would like to say
I said to Mickey... I didn't know Marshall, come on.
we walked back down on the canal on the way back in. It was a lovely walk, that canal. And Nathan said to me, and I'll let you say it because you say it.
One of the best things that Marshall's ever done in a United shirt was ever not done. Touch the ball.
Did Marshall do the dummy?
Yeah.
He is a dummy.
Well,
get that one in there, really.
I'm going to be level headed.
I can't wait to abuse you in a minute. I've got so many things going on in my brain, so I'll let you be level headed first.
I'm going to be level headed, but I
10 points from 12.
We've got a very good start, and I'll admit I missed the first goal because I went to get a beer and I missed it, and I was
understandable.
But like you've both said, he's doing his job, and the way that the game was, they sat back so much, and it was one of them games that we needed some cliches, but we needed someone to break through and score a goal. And luckily, it was a lucky goal. I've seen it back, but the first half particularly felt like it was one of them games where it was like we're not getting a chance. Like, and if he puts the ball in there, oh great.
Do you know what I thought?
Because we had no chances going on the break or anything. Like, they were sat so back, so it's good that we've got someone who can put the ball in there.
What was concerning first half is Ollie come to the dugout three times because I'm on that side of the stadium, and he was just pointing to the players, play on the left side, you know. Newcastle played it. Leave Wan-Bissaka the ball. They know he's not going to put good ball in the box.
That's the one thing. It was all down the left, wasn't it? Because Wan-Bissaka's good, but he's a good tackler. I famously said he's one of the best tacklers I've ever seen.
I said to Josh earlier,
but he doesn't have a lot of anything else.
No, he's a good one.
As a former winger, you would expect him to be better crossing the ball.
I said to Josh earlier, he reminds me of Paul Parker. Great defender, but got a nosebleed when he crossed the halfway line.
Yeah.
He's a bit like that.
Yeah.
I think Delotte was warming up after about 20 minutes.
Thinking I might get on it.
I also think with Ronaldo playing, it made Fernandes more disciplined. He does not normally hold his position very well, but Ronaldo holding his position stopped Fernandes running near, there, and everywhere. He seemed more disciplined in his game.
His goal was brilliant as well.
I noticed the difference in Fernandes. He was looking for Ronaldo the whole time. You know, if Ronaldo wasn't there, he'd be having pop shots, he'd be trying things, little flicks and that. He wasn't. He was looking for Ronaldo. So he's got that respect, hasn't he? Like, they're going to give him the ball.
No, I thought he actually was more of a team. I'm not knocking him by any situation, but I thought he was more of a team player rather than an individual today.
Yeah,
I think that's what we should expect from him. You know, he is like that, isn't he, for Portugal? He seemed like he was in the Euros. And, you know, I think a lot of people build hype about him, but I think he is that kind of team player.
I think everyone, now that we're getting a better team and a better squad, we're hopefully not going to have to rely on people doing it individually. Like, Pogba isn't he's not trying to do it all himself anymore.
It's not even that he's the main man anymore.
I was sat watching it before and it was like, this is on paper one of the best United teams I've seen.
Oh, yeah.
It's other than that one position of defensive mid.
I think defensive mid.
That team, somehow we've got a team that is brilliant, and we should be challenging. And
hopefully we will.
Hopefully,
we just need competition. from Wan-Bissaka's position to make him step up, I think.
I think we'll get away with centre mid. I think, you know, with Pogba in the middle, you can play one of the others with him, somebody when he's fit. I think we'll get away with that. I think right back will be the undoing of us, because teams will just sit off us, man mark the other players and say, look, try and do a bit of magic to get about it. Wan-Bissaka's your outlet. I want to see that second goal again. I thought that was a really good goal. Shaw played that ball through. And I said, Ronaldo just got that inside of the fullback ball, didn't he? And bang, you know.
Like you say, I think the keeper probably should have done better.
It was a brilliant goal. It was a great goal.
I still go back to what I said the other week, though. And I said, I don't think teams can stop us. I think a couple of years ago.
A few of that forward line.
Yeah, but you go back a couple of years ago, you could see it was being predictable. You know, before Greenwood really broke in with Martial and Rashford, you knew what they were going to do. Now there's too many options going forward.
If we've got someone who can score these scrappy goals, and I know Ronaldo won't want to be scoring just scrappy goals, but he'll take anything he can get. That's the difference, isn't it? Like the last few seasons, we've only been scoring goals on the break, and if we're playing against someone who's defensive, we're struggling. So if that can be the difference, then
I mean, you saw it. I can't remember if it was, you know, one or two. Well, Matter and Van der Beek come to warm up. You know, those little players who can play those little through the eye of a needle balls. But I thought Ronaldo today is more of a team player than he was before. You know,
there wasn't
that individuality.
It wasn't the Ronaldo road show.
There was a couple of chances right at the beginning. He had a few shots where it's like, but I think as soon as he scored, once he scored, I think he was like, right, I'm
up. The goal couldn't have been better for him. An easy tap and he scored. He's up and running, isn't he? Like that. And I haven't asked him to turn the music up to drown us all out either.
He's gone for nice. How many goals is Ronaldo going to score then? I'm going for 35.
Bloody hell.
I got 35 goals in the season.
In total?
In total, all competitions.
He's nearly 10% of the way there today.
Oh, he's on the way, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, what are you going for? He'll get us 30 goals this
season. You're going for 30?
Yeah, I'm
going to
go for
30. I've gone 35. I'll go for 30.
But this is, bearing in mind, this is the man who said it's not going to work out football.
No, I didn't.
I'll say 25.
I did not say that. I said, let's wait and see.
I think you will play him most weeks. But just because I want there to be more to us than just him,
that's why. Well, then that's why
I'm glad. I'm taking with Martial, I really do.
Over to you, Nick.
I'm not talking about him. Guess him out the side.
The atmosphere today was brilliant. Like, that new seat that I've got, I'm on the first row of the second tier, right near at the end of the, like, as it goes into the corner for the Stretford end.
And what, near
us? I think,
near, right.
And it was bouncing and it was brilliant and it was just great. Like, I know that I was giddy anyway because it's been a month since.
That's because you're high up. That's not what we're doing now, it's high up.
But yeah, today was great.
It's very good.
And we sold out at the mag again.
Thank you to everyone that bought the mag. Nice and quickly, sold out back long past two.
As
Barney said, they warm up. They actually like kick balls and things, don't they? Like before the game. I've never seen that.
Yeah. There was a guy who came over.
I didn't notice you were missing when I walked into the ground. I didn't get into a 10 past break. You had a big queue outside. I should have left the pub earlier.
I just want to say, there was a guy who came, I didn't get his name, he was an Irish guy, and he came over and he bought a couple of mags and he said, like, he enjoys the podcast and stuff, so it's nice to get that we've got fans. He asked me who I was and I said I'm the miserable one, so, but I just wanted to give him a shout out.
Because
it was just nice that people enjoy it, so.
Did you sign his mag?
it's just nice to know that people listen to these ramblings and actually quite like it. It's nice.
I have to say, Barney, I was on the train from Leighton Buzzard to Milton Keynes. A lad got on at Bletchley and I tried to sell him a mag, but he was having none of it. But I did try.
I forgot.
Plus my arms are longer than they used to be carrying him up.
So stretch your arms out there, I have to say, I've never seen the team warm up in 15 years comfortable until today, properly. and every time Ronaldo touched the ball, the crowd went mental.
Oh, everything he tried, they were like,
this is when they were warming up.
Oh, okay.
He was warming up, but it was like he was scoring and tapping against Tom Eaton, and the crowd went mental.
I can't remember the last time I was in a ground to see a team warming up.
It's like, look at Pogba, nobody said anything. Ronaldo was putting every single shot in the back.
Yeah, but that's what he brings. He brings that razzmatazz and he brings that. And that's good, but we're a team, we're not just him.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad that Bruno still played well. We need to make sure it's just not all about him, because if we concentrate on it just being him and he's off form, then we're not going to do well.
But the flip side of that, it's all about Ronaldo. Varane today, majestic again.
Oh, it's great.
No one's talking about Varane. Sancho.
He did mess up for their goal. But other than that, he was good.
I thought Varane was good for the first 50 minutes, and then he got beat three times in the second half. And I thought he looked slow. He did make a mistake for the goal, and
he's hard to play against, isn't he? Just there's no end product with him. That
Saint-Maximin. He's like Traore for Wolves. It's like he's great until
it's just like a muscle bound lock.
But the point wasn't necessarily about the performance. Sancho and Varane, you know, two big signings. No one's talking about them, you know.
That'll be good for them, I think.
Exactly. So if Ronaldo can take the pressure off the others, we spoke about Pogba earlier. No one's really mentioned it. He had another good game today, you know.
Sancho played well.
Ronaldo had better games, but you know, if you can take the pressure off the others, I think that works well.
Yeah. I've only seen snippets of Sancho before, but and little cameos, but that's the best I've seen him do for us so far. I mean, he still perhaps didn't do quite enough, but it was much better than what I'd
seen
before.
I thought it was weird that he did pull him off quite sooner than what he usually would
do.
He almost made a target to take him off first. I like Sancho. I've made no secret of that. No. I think he's great.
Well, you've watched him in Germany, haven't you?
Yeah,
I haven't.
Watched a load of Dortmund. Yeah, I think he's great, Sancho. But I watched him today and I was thinking everything he did was just a lot slower than what he usually does. It's like everything's much more sleeker, everything's quicker.
Is he trying to be more careful?
I don't think he's trying too hard. I think what you've seen today is kind of how he is. But he's got everything, his decision making is sharper, it's faster.
But it's either
a case of, are you up against worse defenders, or is it a case that your time is not quite right there with.
I think everyone was slow today, but I think that was just based on the way that Newcastle were playing. They were so negative and they sat back so much that.
But
you forget with Sancho, he's 21, he's never played in England, the pace of the game's different, you know, so he might be doing what he's doing in Germany, but he's just got up the ante, up the tempo.
Needs to make his decision.
And they're all learning about each other. They're still, you know, he hasn't got an understanding with, every time you bring him up, he hasn't got an understanding with Cavani, obviously Ronaldo's just coming. It takes time, doesn't it? You take players, loads of players over the years that come in, 6 months down the road before they actually get the real understanding.
It's a shame though, because today, with him starting, he's out on the left. And I just wonder how Rashford fits into this setup.
Well, I think Sancho would be better on the right.
He
plays on the left of Dortmund a lot, but he can play on the right. And I'm just thinking, well, where does Rashford fit into? So I think Rashford's great as a super sub. I don't think he should be starting. I don't think he's in our best 11. I think Greenwood's in our best
11. Same as Greenwood. I thought Greenwood was very quiet today, but he did what he had to do. But he didn't really get any opportunities. And I don't think it suits him being out on the right. He almost needs to be inside Ronaldo rather than.
You know, but you still see Ronaldo moving out left and
I'm sure that Greenwood, even if he's not getting as much of the ball or he's not going to be playing in the position he wants to be in, that he will love the fact that he's training with Ronaldo every day.
And that's the big. To me, that's the big.
He will off balance that and say that is worth it. I'm sure that he will.
At the other one, we're sport for choice, aren't we? That's the end of the day, we're sport for choice. We've not had an injury now in four positions. We can cope with it. We can cope with the injury. Last year, if Cavani's out, you'd be like, oh, shit. Yeah. Now, you know, you can cope with it, and you've not got Cavani, you've not got Rashford, you've not got Martial.
I think that's the big thing, though, is just Ronaldo on the training ground, saying to the other players, if you want to make it, you need to do what I've done. Now, I came as a scrawny 70-year-old kid. Look what I've achieved through hard work and endeavour. And
it is hard work as well.
But you can't knock him. You have to take your hat off to him and say, whatever you like, you know,
take your peer hat.
People from other clubs, whatever, whether you like him or loathe him, you have to say, he's the ultimate professional, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, yeah. He's a great example. What did everyone think of Donny van der Beek's cameo? And his chant as well, his chant to cut.
Yeah, but what's the point? Nice. What's the point of giving him 5 minutes? I'm sorry. I feel sorry for him. I do. Generally, whether he's good enough or not, we don't know because we've not seen enough of him.
I don't know if he's good. I agree.
Maybe he's not. But he's never been given a chance.
I mean, you look at it. He did well at Ajax. You know, you saw bits of play for Ajax in the Champions League. He did well. Last year he looked like a boy, didn't he? He looked lost, you know. He wasn't strong enough. He got knocked off the ball. He looks a bit stronger this year. His physique's different.
They said he's built up, didn't they?
You think maybe, you know, West Ham in the League Cup, some of them Champions League games, hopefully he proves himself and he does himself justice and he can get in the team for the league.
If he's not playing on young boys in midweek, you'd just be scratching the head thinking,
like, we're in the position now that we should be challenging for on all fronts, so we need these players. And like I say, we've got a team now where we've got such depth that there aren't going to be players that aren't going to be playing every week, but we need them to be on board to join in when they're given the chance. So hopefully, because obviously he was being linked with going to Everton, was it, and stuff like that. So hopefully he still wants to prove himself here. But I don't know. I think it's considering where we've been in the last few years, where, like say, we've been struggling to get a first 11, let alone a decent first 11, let alone a squad. We're in a good position to be in. That we've got decent players who aren't even making the team anymore.
And if you compare it to other squads, you know, I think Liverpool are a bit behind probably us, Chelsea and City. You know, they've not really had that turnover of players. Their team stagnated a bit. But Chelsea have still got weaknesses. You know, they've not. You know, look at their back four. You know, it's not quite what you think it'll be. City, you know, they've not got their centre forward. So I don't think any of the squads you think are complete. You know, yeah, we've got deficiencies as well, centre mid, maybe at full back. So I think we're going to be there or thereabouts. You know, I know we were joking earlier about winning the league, but you know.
None of us were joking about winning the league. Some of us weren't joking about winning.
If you can get some momentum going, you know, you've got a squad there that's capable of winning the league.
Well, you've got to say, those first four games, you know. But yeah, we've done brilliantly, and we've got the momentum now. We've got a few more games at home in the next month. Like, just go for it.
I still think what you saw today when Newcastle equalised, teams like Chelsea, Liverpool, City have an extra ability to unlock us there. Yeah. That's why we need a defensive centre midfielder.
I think you play differently though, don't you?
You play Pogba and Fred or whatever you do, but I still think we're there, but we're not quite there.
Do you not still think that McTominay could do a job in there?
Well, McTominay's probably a bit of a crossroads. What he does well, but has he got enough? Has he got that extra little bit?
I think in that team, I think he will do.
I think with McTominay, his strengths are running, he's box to box, he's an athlete.
Yeah.
That's his strength. It's, has he got that? And maybe he'll develop into it. You know, the thing that Carrick did, people love Carrick, people didn't like Carrick. I was a Carrick fan, you know. Yeah. The amount of interceptions, the amount of times where he was just standing in the right position to stop attacks. You know, you don't have to be tackled, you don't have to challenge. He closed avenues where people couldn't pass through the passing lanes. We don't have that, I think, that intelligence in the central midfield apart from Matic. And Matic's legs are 2 yards slower to get into those positions.
He thinks it, but he can't do it.
But look at McTominay 3 years ago. His game's developed tenfold in that time. Could his game in the next couple of years develop to be that intelligence?
And you'd have to say, on the training ground, with Carrick, if anyone can teach him how to do it,
and Fletcher.
Carrick's the man. And Fletcher.
Fletcher, yeah.
But he needs... Yeah, he is a box-to-box. He's got an engine. But he needs to just perhaps get a bit more discipline in his game. But I've just got to sit. I know I want a maroon forward, but I have to just sit.
And Jesse got a goal. I'd love to see him get a
draw. Ivy plays next week. 6-3 past West Ham.
I tell you what, that'll add 10 million onto his price though when we finally flog him if we do flog him. I hope he's sorted his head out, because if he has, again, it's another extra player.
It's an option, isn't it? It's an option.
So, homegrown player for the Champions League.
I think, like I've said it a couple of times already, we're in a good position now where someone of his level is only an option and is someone to bring on, rather than a few years ago he was a first, he was a starter. We're in such a better place now, and whether he agrees and wants to be that, wants to play in that role, or he wants to leave or not, but it just shows that we're in such a better place now.
And I agree. So we're in a better place from where we were a few years ago. Who do you hold responsible for us being in a better place than where we were? Who's that down to? Because the recruitment's been good. I think we can all agree on that.
Recruitment's been good.
What extent is that, Solskjaer? Is it
the
board? What is that?
Unfortunately, the pressure's on Solskjaer now. I think he has to deliver. Yeah. He has to deliver something this season now.
Because this squad...
Because he ain't going to get the support that he's had year on year out, is he? So,
no. I think if it was Pep with this squad or it was Klopp, you think they're going to win the league with this squad. I do think that. So if we don't, or if we're far off, then I don't want to be negative, but then there's only one person.
I'm just saying.
I think he knows what we need to do. You look at his recruitment's been quite good. I think you look at this summer, the protests, is that why they put, Varane, Sancho, Ronaldo? If we'd all said in April, no way is that going to get backed, Have the protests played a part in that to say, doesn't change anything? I think have they loosened the purse strings, We've known for years, Van Gaal talked about his targets, whether they're right or wrong, they were stellar signings. We didn't get any of them. We got the 4th, 5th, 6th choice players. So I think it's a change in the board. Even if you look at the last few windows, we've not had those stellar names, have we? Maguire, 85 million, but not a stellar name, in world football. So something's changed this year.
Yeah. I think Maguire's all right though, but yeah, agree.
Great player for us, eh?
I said to Mickey in the ground when the goals were going, I said, it's going to make tickets harder now, isn't it?
The ways are going to be tough, aren't they? You're finding out for West Ham.
There you go.
Final two questions. First of all, man of the match from today,
Ronaldo.
Has to be, didn't it? It's a Ronaldo roto, wasn't it?
It's a unanimous panel on Ronaldo. And secondly, what's your hate of the week?
What's your hate?
Your hate of the week?
Getting in the ground today.
Queuing to get in the ground,
Queuing to get in the ground. I left the pub at 2 o'clock today because I wanted to get in early. I was going to relive my youth and get excited about a new player being unveiled. I got in at about 2:55 and I left the pub at 2 o'clock.
Well, all I can say is you should have left with shame, because it's waving at
me. I left with shame.
Oh, well, you should have got behind his scarf waving and you in a catapult with you into the ground.
Shameful Aviva Ronaldo's scarf, everyone.
That doesn't surprise me from shame.
I left the pub at 2:55 and got in at 10 bars, but there you go.
Did anyone getting done for the QR codes and stuff?
No.
I didn't get asked.
My entrance was chaos, and there was a queue, and everyone's just barging in.
I don't know. That's
what I felt sorry for the steward, because he was trying to do his job to the best of his ability, and it's a thankless task.
Yeah,
so
it is. Hate of the week, Nathan.
Again, I've not really got one. I don't really hate.
Hate of the week.
He's fully changed now, Ronaldo's.
Hate of the week.
I don't think I want to see another person in a Ronaldo 7 shirt today. No, I think I'll freak out if I see another one. I've seen far too many today.
Yeah.
There's been a lot.
I would say hate of the week, hate of the last fortnight, was Wolves singing about Ronaldo when he's not even in the ground. You've got to be consistent.
Fair enough. I'll leave the rest of the Barney. We've waffled on for 26 minutes. Bloody hell.
And we all need a new pint
as well. Yeah. Come on, Barney, we're getting thirsty.
Thank you. Cheers.
See ya.